It was initially assumed the president was coming to Nashville this week because it's such a healthcare hub. But WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports, according to industry leaders, that doesn't appear to be the case.
The head of the Tennessee Hospital Association was not invited to have an audience with Trump. Craig Becker says key players in the local industry have had to find their own tickets to the event, just like the general public. Trump speaks at a rally at Municipal Auditorium this evening.
I'm not sure that they want to hear from us, because I don't know anybody on the healthcare side, particularly the hospital side, that's really too excited about this.
Under the proposed plan, Becker says the state's rural and safety net hospitals risk losing $2 billion in funding that covers patients who can't pay their bills. And he thinks up to 250,000 Tennesseans could lose their coverage. If he could speak to Trump, Becker says he'd remind them that Tennessee has stood with Republicans in the healthcare debate. He says Tennessee's healthcare industry is now working to convince state lawmakers the new plan is not the way to go. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.